Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So this has happened a few times where I've prepared to record the podcast and I go in and I read the readings and then I read them again and nothing is really striking me as thematic or really even moving me spiritually, mentally in any way. When that happens, I find myself reflecting on kind of the tagline that we put at the beginning of this introduction that Trish says every single day in this podcast, that I'm here to share with you what God has been doing in my life. And I want to share with you truly what God has been doing in my life. And I'll pull in a little bit of a nugget from the reading today that gives me some hope in light of some things that are happening. So I went to confession this last weekend, and the priest I went to confession with is a priest that I've been to confession with probably close to 100 times. He was my confessor for about 7 years, about every month, at least every month. And then I've just run into him several different times. And honestly, the sins that I have confessed to this priest have pretty much been the same sins all 100 of those times. At least the same tendencies. And to be honest, the counsel that he gave is the same counsel for the most part that he's given me for the last 100 times. But when he said it this time, it came out different. In fact, he used even a little bit of a different word. So one of his bits of counsel that he gave and has given me for the last 15 years or so was, Eric, sometimes or oftentimes our sin, one of our reasons that we choose to sin is in response to pain in our lives. And that pain, and he uses this acronym HALT, which is when we're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. But when he said that word pain, I just was overwhelmed, just spiritually, just with like this deep, like my senses were raised to a pain in my life that I had never really felt before. And immediately in the confessional, I found myself reflecting on this reality of the anger that I have in my life and the loneliness that I have in my life. And the tiredness that I have in my life, and even from the hunger, he even went on, and he's never done this before, but he further explained the hunger. This hunger isn't just a physical hunger that I'm not taking care of myself. I have this like longing desire in my heart, and I have had this growing desire in my heart that I haven't really been able to explain for probably about 5 or 6 years now. And many people that I talk to know this about me, that I'm just aware that something's going on. But my senses were raised during this confession. And when I speak about angry and loneliness, like I could look back 10 years ago and I don't have near the anger or the loneliness that I had 10 years ago. In fact, if you'd have asked me 24 hours before this confession, maybe even 10 seconds before this confession, I would have told you that I'm very happy, I'm content, and my life is very good. But I became very aware of kind of this next level of care and love that God wants to give me. So when I share this with you today, I don't exactly know what this means yet. And I won't get into a lot of details of the specific realities at play. But I came back home and after we got the kids to bed that night, I talked to my wife about it and just shared with her some of the things that were going on. And we resolved that I've been meaning to do a silent retreat for about a year now. And I had to cancel it for while my mom was passing. And now we've committed to reschedule that. And I phoned a friend the day after, it was 2 days after the confession, and just got some counsel from a mentor of mine. And I'm on this path of God inviting me to go deeper. And so I bought a book that was recommended to me. I get to go and take 5 days of retreat and just simply engage in this work that God wants to do in my life. And it's very, very clear to me. So I want to share with you from the first reading today the line that struck me, just in light of this, how affirming it was as I went through it. It says, "And take courage, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work. For I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. This is the pact that I made with you when you came out of Egypt. And my spirit continues in your midst. Do not fear." So I ask for your prayers as I pursue this. I mean, it'll be a few weeks here before I get to go my retreats, and I'm not one to get too wild and crazy with things. I know that God is doing something, but I love that this little added line in this passage. "Take courage, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work." And so I've gone back to work, and my days are as normal as can be. But right now, I am just simply receiving this reality that there's pain in my life. And I am looking forward to the work that God wants to do, and I am desiring to entrust that work to Him. I know that His work, it'll be Him that does the deep work in my life. And I ask for your prayers, and I pray that through this podcast and through this reflection that you too might receive an invitation that God is with us, and He is constantly calling us to Himself and desiring to mold us and fashion us into Himself. Let us pray. Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to have patience with myself and with you and the work that you desire to do in my life. And Lord, I pray today for those who you're calling to yourself in a special way, that they too would be given a grace of an awareness of that invitation, and that they would respond, yes. We ask this in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.